Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 10th of September. When vaccination rates reach the 80% target on the nation's reopening plan, Australians could be quarantined at home for as little as a week, according to a leading epidemiologist. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian are encouraging other state leaders to embrace the possibility of reducing reliance on hotel quarantine, and they are waiting for the results of a home trial in South Australia. Dedicated quarantine units are being constructed in Victoria, Queensland, and Western Australia, but South Australia is also conducting home quarantine trials. Royal Caribbean International has shared additional details on its new ship, Wonder of the Seas, which will be the world's largest cruise ship when it launches. Wonder of the Seas, which is currently under construction in Saint-Nazaire, France, is the fifth ship in the Royal Caribbean's Oasis class. It will be nearly 1,200 feet long, 210 feet wide, and almost 237,000 gross tons. That's enough space for 18 decks and 2,867 staterooms that accommodate up to 5,734 guests. Those guests can expect signature Oasis class features, as well as a slew of new experiences, such as the Solarium, which is now fully enclosed to climatise the space. The Aqua Theatre entertainment venue at the rear of the ship, which will have a partial shelter for cooler temperatures, and the Ultimate Abyss, a three-storey water slide, which is touted as the tallest at sea. Wonder of the Seas will be home to a new stateroom category called the Suite Neighbourhood. This is located atop the ship and will offer guests exclusive experiences and amenities. The Uganda Tourism Board has made overtures with the energy sector in a bid to diversify Destination Uganda's tourism products beyond the dominant wildlife-based tourism through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Uganda Electricity Generation Company Limited to market the 600-megawatt Karuma Hydropower Dam and the 183-megawatt Isimba Hydropower Dams as infrastructure tourism products. Tourism at hydropower sites is not new, as this has been demonstrated at the Three Gorges Hydropower Site in China, Livingstone Site in Zambia, and Niagara Falls Hydropower Site in Canada. Downstream, the newly commissioned Isimba Dam on the Nile remains popular for whitewater rafting and world-class competitions, including the Nile Freestyle Festival. This being Friday, here is the Not the Normal news. Over the last 20 years, 520 people were killed in Texas, the most dangerous U.S. state when it comes to deadly animal attacks. The team at Outforia have revealed which states had the most fatal animal attacks from 1999 to 2019, along with the animals which have caused the most overall deaths, and have provided expert tips on what to do when attacked by a dangerous animal. If you encounter a black bear, you should make yourself as big as possible, raise your arms above your head, and make a lot of noise. If you are attacked by a shark, it is recommended that you attack it as forcefully as you are able, using whatever you can as a weapon or using your fists and feet if needs be. You should target their eyes and gills. And if you encounter an alligator on land, you should always try to run away if possible. While alligators can sprint quite quickly over short distances, they cannot keep up the pace. So your best bet is to put as much distance between you and the gator as possible. Good advice that. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.